Well, you know, James Cotton, I'm from Chicago, so I sat in with him a few times and I knew him. Junior Wells I worked with. You know what I mean? I actually did gigs with Junior Wells where he called me, and he used to come and sit in with my band a lot, you know, when we'd be playing up on the north side of Chicago. He'd come in and sit in with us. And then I also, many years later, that was in the 70s, but many years later, I actually, for a couple of years in the, or about a year actually, in the 90s, I played behind Sugar Cane Harris. Great blues, unbelievable blues violinist. Boy, he spent sent chills up your spine. I mean, wow. He could really, really play. It was just, you know, haunting and beautiful what he did. It was just amazing stuff. So, but yeah, I've worked with some guys, and there's some guys that weren't that famous in Chicago that were great that I've worked with, like played with, like Lefty Diz and Jimmy Johnson, who I think probably some people know about Jimmy Johnson, but he was really great. And I met Hubert Sumlin, Colin Wolf's guitar player in the early 70s. I met him at the Kingston Mines. They used to play at the Kingston Mines every Tuesday behind Detroit Junior, who was Howl Wolf's piano player for like 20 years until the Wolf passed away. So I really got a real taste of the real blues, you know, so I wish I were younger, but on the other hand, I'm grateful to have been this old so I could have seen all that stuff.